Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Colbún Earnings Results Conference Call. My name is Erica, and I'll be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session towards the end of this conference. If any time during the call you require assistance, please press star zero and an operator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the call over to Christian Morales, CFO of Colbún. Please proceed.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Colbún's 2013 first quarter conference call. My name is Christian Morales. I'm the CFO of the company, and joining me today is our Head of Investor Relations, Macarena Ho. Hopefully, you have received our first quarter press release via email, or you have downloaded it from our webpage. Before we begin with the detailed analysis of this quarter's results, I would like to highlight some relevant facts of the quarter. First, regarding hydrology, please remember that we have had three consecutive extremely dry years and that the first quarter of the year coincides with the summer month in Chile and the end of both the melting season and the hydrological year. So, as expected, water inflows were weak, leading to a lower dispatch of our hydropower plants. However, our Santa María coal-fired power plant continued operating on a steady and reliable basis, which strongly contributed to our results. If you compare the first quarter of this year with the first quarter of last year, you will immediately notice the relevant contribution of this power plant to our commercial balance. Third, another factor that provided stability to our results and to the system is the higher generation with natural gas. Remember that we have secured natural gas supply for the short and medium term with ENAP. We have reached a short-term agreement for the January to May period of this 2013, and with Metrogas, we have reached a medium-term agreement for the January to April period for years 2013, 2014, and 2015, which also considers options of supply for other periods during those years. Both of these new agreements consider gas supply for one combined cycle unit of our Nehuenco complex at a more competitive conditions than past agreements. Regarding this power plant, on March 14th, our second unit, or Nehuenco 2, suffered a breakdown which caused damage mainly to the gas turbine. As we speak, the manufacturer, General Electric, is undergoing the repair works, which consists primarily in the replacement of the rotor and compressor. It is estimated that the length of this works will be within the dates informed to the Central Dispatch Center, or CDEC, which are 145 days as of April the 1st. Because of these damages and its respective deterioration on assets, during this quarter, we posted a non-recurrent loss of $18.6 million in the other non-income slash expenses line. It is important to say that Colbún has insurance which covers both physical damage as well as loss of profit with standard deductibles. The adjustment process is currently underway, and once concluded, we expect to post a profit in the same line that covers this asset deterioration. Now I will turn to Macarena for the more detailed analysis of the first quarter results. After that review, I will talk more about our investment projects and expectations for the upcoming month.
Thank you, Christian. In terms of EBITDA, we reached $89 million, lower than the $115 million of the fourth quarter of 2012, and higher than the $27 million of the first quarter of that same year. This EBITDA level can be explained by the drivers listed on pages 3 and 4 of our press release, and which I will now explain. The first and most relevant driver was the balance between our generation mix and our commitments. We had a lower hydro output of 115 gigawatt hour, a 10% decrease as compared to last quarter, due to the lower dispatch of our hydro power plant. As Christian already mentioned, this lower hydro availability during the first quarter is a result of seasonality, where the summer months in Chile coincide with the end of the melting season, and also affected by the fact that we have experienced very dry conditions during these past 3 years. We had a thermal coal output which totaled 732 gigawatt hour, very much in line when compared to last quarter. This proves a stable and reliable operation of our Santa Maria 1 power plant. With our hydro and coal output, our base generation totaled 1,784 gigawatt hour, which represented 69% of our committed sales volume of the quarter, as compared to 1,887 gigawatt hour of last quarter, which represented 82%. Regarding our commitment level, in March, a new supply contract with Codelco entered into force, which stipulates a maximum demand of around 2,500 gigawatt hour per year. It is important to emphasize that this new contract considers the current market conditions and Colbún's cost structure. Then regarding natural gas, we generated 1,243 gigawatt hour with this fuel during the quarter, as compared to 747 gigawatt hour in the previous quarter. This higher generation is explained by the two new supply contracts that Cristian already mentioned. And since the Nehuenco 2 unit has been out of service, part of the contracted natural gas has been redirected to our Candelaria open cycle power plant. In terms of our sales volume to contracted clients, these increased by 12% as compared to last quarter, mainly explained by the new Codelco contract that I just mentioned. This leads me to the second driver, which is a favorable spot market balance. We have lower hydro, but the steady coal output and higher gas output combined with the lower marginal costs in the system during the quarter led to a very low dispatch of our thermal power plants with diesel, only 28 gigawatt hour. Given our commitment level for most of the quarter, Colbún had surpluses of energy, which translated in a net seller position in the spot market for a total of 429 gigawatt hour, which meant a net profit of $33.6 million. Just as a reference, the marginal cost of the system measured in Alto Jahuel averaged $143 per megawatt hour during this first quarter versus at $185 per megawatt hour in the previous quarter. The decrease in the marginal cost is mainly explained by the higher availability of coal-fired capacity throughout the system during the quarter and some higher natural gas output. Another relevant driver in this business is fuel costs, and during this quarter we had a lower average cost of thermal generation, mainly due to the lower average cost of natural gas generation explained from the new supply agreements reached. Regarding our average monomic sales price to contracted clients, the main variation in this quarter is given by the higher sales price to free clients, which is explained by the already mentioned new contract with Codelco and the current indexation formulas applicable to that contract. And regarding other effects to take into account when analyzing this quarter's EBITDA as compared to the previous quarter, remember that the previous quarter had registered, on one hand, a one-time profit of $40 million arising from the insurance compensation from the loss of profit caused by the February 2010 earthquake on our Santa Maria 1 power plant, and on the other hand, that the previous quarter had registered higher third-party works and supplies and personal expenses. Then, on the non-operating side, we posted a loss of $30 million as compared to a loss of $17 million during the previous quarter. This is mainly explained by the non-recurrent loss of around $19 million posted in the other non-operational income expenses line that, as Cristian already explained, is derived from the asset deterioration caused by the breakdown in the Nehuenco 2 power plant. As also Cristian mentioned, we have insurance which covers both physical damage as well as loss of profit with standard deductibles, and which adjustment process is currently underway. The income tax line registers an income of $5 million, which is explained by the reversal of deferred taxes as a result of the impairment components on the Nehuenco 2 breakdown and to the positive effects of the Chilean peso a U.S. dollar exchange rate appreciation over the taxable fixed asset, which is carried out in local currency, which is Chilean pesos. In summary, an EBITDA of $89 million, a depreciation of $40 million, the non-operating loss of $30 million, and the $5 million positive income tax resulted in a first quarter net income profit of $24 million, as compared to the previous quarter's net income profit of $56 million. Cash flow analysis highlights a net inflow of $135 million from operating activities during the first quarter of this year, mainly explained by EBITDA and by the payment of the insurance compensation recognized in the fourth quarter of last year. This payment totaled $56 million, which included both physical damage and delays in the Santa Maria 1 coal unit due to the February 2010 earthquake. Cash flow used by financing activities was a net outflow of $18 million during the first quarter, mainly explained by the amortization of a local bank loan, which was partially offset by short-term financing, and cash flow used in investing activities was a net outflow of $100 million, explained by CapEx for a total of $92 million, mainly in connection with our projects under construction, today mostly the Angostura project, and to contributions and loans to our affiliate company, Iroisen, for a total of $8 million. And as you can see, our quarterly CapEx level has eased when compared to last year's levels. In summary, the period had a positive cash flow with financial investments reaching $238 million and net debt decreased by $29 million during the first quarter, reaching $1,476 million.
Thank you, Margarita. And now that we have gone through the main drivers of our first quarter results, I would like, as always, give you some update of the status of our projects and other issues. Our next project to come into stream is the Angostura Hydro project of 316 megawatts. This project continues under full execution stage on its various fronts, civil works, equipment installment, infrastructure reposition, and compliance of the social commitment with the community. The filling up of the reservoir is expected during the third quarter of this year to then put the power plant into service towards the end of the year. Once the project is completed, it will be the largest hydro plant built in Chile in the last decade. Regarding our San Pedro hydro project of 150 megawatts, there is no relevant update to what was informed in the previous quarter. The analysis of the results of the almost 2 years of prospection and land studies campaigns are still underway together with our board of experts. Finally, a few comments on expectations for the upcoming period. The new hydro year began in April, a month which presented very low rainfalls. Nonetheless, it's still too early to forecast and draw conclusions on the new rain season. Our coal-fired power plant continues to operate on a reliable basis, as I said, and we have one combined cycle of our Nehuenco complex with natural gas supply until the end of May. All these factors, in addition to our commitment level and its price structure, will certainly contribute to a more steady level of results in the upcoming months. This concludes our first quarter results review, and now we will be happy to answer any questions you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, please press star followed by 2. Please press star 1 at this time to begin. And our first question comes from the line of Nicholas Shields. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I was listening to Endesa's conference call yesterday, and they mentioned that British Gas did not supply with them with the LNG contract that was supposed to the ship that was supposed to arrive in April. So they had to go to the spot market at a higher prices. Do you know if this is going to also affect your contract with Metrogas and ENAP? And I have two more questions in case you can take it.
Nicolas, nothing. Unfortunately, we have no comments regarding Endesa's position. We have, as I said, we have our two contracts with ENAP and Metrogas have been supplied with no problem whatsoever.
So this shouldn't affect you at the price that you're paying in this contract?
No, I think your question was about regarding volumes. And now regarding prices, we said that we have said that we are buying under more competitive terms. But apart from that, we cannot provide any detail on the pricing.
Okay. My second question is regarding the. I was checking a web page, you know, YM web page about a floating regasification unit that is building for you. I believe you don't have actually the formal agreement with them. I don't know if you can give further details about that.
We have a sort of a MOU with these Norwegian companies, and that they can supply the vessel, but that's just one piece of the whole project. The project needs also needs where to put the vessel, needs, and today more importantly, needs an environmental impact study. So we are in that process, and also you have to study the condition of the basin where you put this vessel. So that's just one element of the whole project. And yes, we have a sort of a MOU with this company.
Okay, thank you. And my last question, because you can take it. I was checking a contract in Codelco that I believe it was from 2009, something like that. That does contract, at the end of the contract, mentions that you have the possibility of acquiring a part of the project called Central Thermoelectric Energía Minera. I don't know if you can give more details about that or give us an update about that project, because it was supposed to enter in operation this year, but I believe it has been delayed.
Yes, Nicholas, I think, yes, it was part of the agreement, an option to acquire the rights of that project, but Colbún decided not to exercise the option. So the option is now it doesn't belong to us. Okay, so it's due from our perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ezequiel Fernandez with Scotiabank. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask you first if you could provide some comments about the difference in the spot market. You have been, according to the accounting data, purchasing megawatts on an average of $250 to $300 per megawatt, and you have been selling for slightly over 110. I don't know if that's a thing mainly related to timing of the purchases, or it has to do with geography, the place in the network where you actually sell and purchase.
I'm sorry, Ezequiel, could you repeat the question? That I didn't hear it very clearly.
Okay, sorry, here it goes a little bit slower. I was asking about your activity in the spot market during the quarter.
Yes.
And I would like to know what drives the difference between the purchase price in megawatts, which is on average $250, $300, and the selling price that is slightly over $100. I would like to know if that is related to transmission, or mainly to the different parts of the systems where you buy and sell, or if it's related to timing of the month where you do the buying and selling.
I think, Ezequiel, that's the main variable. In, of course, when we show the quarterly results, you have to sum up the 3 months of the year, but actually your position in the spot market varies month to month depending on your commitment level and your own output. So I would say that the difference comes mostly from what you said. We were selling mostly during January, and we were a net seller, sorry, because also you have to consider that you're buying and selling at each hour, you know, simultaneously. So on a net basis, we were net sellers during January and February, where if you see the spot prices were lower than in March, when we were actually a net buyer, slightly a net buyer. Okay, so what we talked about in the conference was actually taking into account the net position for the whole quarter.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you very much.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Martin Perez with Santander. Please proceed.
Good morning, Jika and Magdalena. I have two questions, in fact. The first one is the balance between base generation and contractual commitments that you mentioned here was 69% for the quarter and 82% the previous one. What's your target? To which ratio would you like to get and in how much time? And the second question is that about the new contract with Codelco. You mentioned here that the contract considers the current market conditions and Colbún's cost structure. Could you please elaborate a bit more what you mean by that statement? Thank you.
Martin, I think we don't have a specific target for that figure. It's just a figure that we show to give you a sense of how commercially balanced we are. If you check that number in the past, that number was even below in the low 60s, I would say. So today we are in a more balanced position. The exercise that we always do is just compare gigawatt hydro plus coal plus now gas vis-a-vis our total commitment level. And those are very much today aligned. Now, regarding your second part of the question, what we have said is that we are selling under the Codelco agreement under the new market conditions. And also putting our cost structure. And today, as Macarena pointed out, we are even buying some energy in the spot market. So that gives you an indication of how our cost structure has been
managed. Yeah.
So basically, the contract considers price increases if you have to buy from spot market. Is that correct?
Martin, I think unfortunately we cannot get into more details. You know, all what
they
have published now in the Hechos Esenciales and in our filing with the SBS.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have no further questions at this time.
Okay. So
if there are no more questions, thank you for joining our call and hope to hear from you in the next quarter.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the presentation. Everyone may now disconnect and have a great day.